Thank you for coming. I'm pleased you could join me. Especially since it must have been such a long journey to this coffee shop in such a remote, rural little town. I know it looks a bit empty, but this is actually busy for our local standards. But I know you didn't come here just to talk about how our coffee shop is doing. You wanted the information on the lead I mentioned to you, right? About the vampire? Now, just to make sure again, you are serious, aren't you? When I first caught wind of you, that you were some self-proclaimed vampire hunter, it was hard to take at face value. Anyone would assume you're just some kind of role player, especially with how popular vampires are in the media and whatnot. So, do forgive my skepticism. Fortunately for you, I know that vampires do, in fact, exist. I've seen them. That's why I was able to take you seriously. Well, somewhat seriously. The thing is, vampires are very powerful. And however powerful you think they are, they're even more so. From lifting cars all the way up over their heads to running quickly enough to catch up to a motorcycle, there's a lot they can do. And I'm not so sure there's much you can do against them. So what is it that you actually intend on doing? What's your plan? Are you going to stop them? Because, if I'm being honest, I don't really see much of a way you can face them. You have to try. You're not a very good vampire hunter, are you? Seriously, what are you going to do? Say, for instance, if I was a vampire, what would you do against me? How would you stop me? Do you have some sort of magic bullet? Some sort of holy water and a water gun or something? Oh, you need to get something from your bag. And that's it. That little thing. A crossbow that shoots a wooden stake. You barely even sharpened the stake, it's so dull. Saying you're not a very good vampire hunter was a bit of an understatement. Oh well, at least it's cute. There really is nothing you can do against me then. What do I mean by that? Well, now you're catching on. Normally I just tease you and give you a subtle hint, but I think that might actually go over your head, so I'll just say it plainly. Why do you think I invited you all the way out here to the middle of nowhere? It sounds a lot like a trap, doesn't it? Like one a vampire would pull? I assumed you went along with it, knowing it was a trap with some sort of ace up your sleeve. But it really seems you were actually just that clueless. Now, if you haven't caught on yet, yes, I am a vampire. Aww. What happened to all that I have to try anyway talk from earlier? You're adorable. Oh, do you think I'm not going to do anything to you because we're in public and I'm unarmed? Oh, you poor, poor thing. You really underestimate me. Everyone get out. Stand by the doors and windows. Now it's just you and me. Surprised? They're my thralls. Everyone in this town is my thrall, you see? Well, other than you. For now. We'll see how you behave. I wouldn't run if I were you, by the way. I could sprint to the end of the room before you even leave your seat. In fact, I wouldn't even need to sit up to take you out. I could throw a coin with enough force to pierce your skull, and with enough precision to hit a bird in flight. Maybe at the same time. So, why don't we just have a little talk? It's been so long since I've had some good company. The thralls aren't really interesting. Nothing in this sleepy little hamlet is, other than you. It just so happens that I've known about you for far, far longer than just before I contacted you. A vampire has to look out for their own safety, after all. I may be mortal, but you don't live for as long as I do without keeping tabs on all potential threats. And I suppose, maybe, you kind of count as a threat. Well, okay, not really. You've kind of proved that yourself. You know, it actually is quite charming. Almost nostalgic. There aren't any vampire hunters nowadays. No one really believes in us anymore, much to their detriment. I think you might be the only one. You're intriguing. I haven't had any real entertainment in decades. Fighting vampire hunters was one of the only real spice in my life, but they're all gone now, except for you. You reminded me of a time where my life actually had some thrill in it. And true, you are not particularly skilled. Once again, that's an understatement, but it's rather fitting. As to the nostalgia, the other hunters weren't really competent either. And it's because of that nostalgia that the highlight of my lonely nights was all about stalking you, watching you go about your day, scouring the internet inefficiently for leads on vampires, going to all the wrong websites, asking questions to all the wrong people. Absolutely adorable. Not that I was stalking you in a romantic way, I can assure you. Just in a tactical sort of way. To keep an eye on you. And to see what ways you might be able to threaten me. I promise. Really. That aside, I have taken an interest in you. You should take that as an honor. So without further ado, you're mine now. Here, take my hand. We'll be going to my estate, and I assure even if it was next door, you'd get lost without me holding your hand. You're honestly pointing that little toy at me. You know that's not going to work, right? I can shrug off getting hit by a truck. Your dull little stick isn't going to be very good at penetrating me. But tell you what, if you'd like, I can expose my chest, give you a clear shot straight to my heart, just so you can see how futile it really is. But seriously, your resistance is pointless. You're in front of a vampire, in a town consisting exclusively of their thralls. You're done. Give up. Well, I do admire it a bit, that you're willing to throw away your life facing me. But what about the lives of your loved ones? Your friends? And family? That's right. I've been watching you this entire time. I know everything about you. I know who you spend your time with, who you talk to, who you laugh with. And oh, how I really hated it when you talked and laughed with others. So, it wouldn't really be much of an issue for me if I removed them from the picture. And if you refused me, if you reject my kind and generous offer to take you in. Well, to be honest, it is a demand. But if you reject me, I wonder just how far my retaliation will reach. Now that's what I like to see. The sight of you putting your hands up in surrender. It makes me want to bite down on your neck right now. I think I'll have to restrain myself, though. Right now, I'm eager enough to crush it. I wouldn't want you dying on me. You're going to give you so much more entertainment from now on. You're the only interesting thing in my life, after all. What a shame it would be if it were to cut short. Which reminds me, your pitifully short human lifespan might be a bit of an issue. I suppose I'll just have to turn you. Maybe, if you behave enough, I'll consider it. In fact, behave enough, and I might even let you see your loved ones. I could keep them here as my thralls. But enough about that. We should head home. I know it's just about time for you to watch your favorite show, and I will give you the privilege of watching it with me.